and they're worthless. And it happens all the fucking time.
Okay. Can I get a couple of bits in? Because I'm dying to. This is a brilliant conversation.
The Fantasy Football Show. Hello, patrons. Happy Tuesday. Back to a normal working day. Normal service has been resumed for the majority of the country. And James, it's just another day here. Just another day.
Just another day of coughing in the Zoom studio. Because, I didn't want Nico to get my cough yet. So I'm hoping to come into the office tomorrow. So
nice. Well, it's all good. If you can, you can. If you can't, that's what Zoom is therefore.
Well, yeah, I was intending to come into the office today and I was like, I don't think I should do that.
Yeah, today is a Money in Football show, James.
Yeah, Money in Football and this really weird fucking tale involving Crawley Town Football Club, who are currently near the foot of the table in League Two, although above Lewis Browning's team, Gillingham, who obviously came on and spoke about his team last week. Although Gillingham did just buy Crawley's best player, mate. Very ironically, which has caused much unrest. They've bought Crawley's forward. I mean, Gillingham obviously needs to score goals in that league. Anyway, the conversation today is more about the ownership of Crawley Town. And they are owned by a company called Wagme United. So do you want to tell everyone what Wagme stands for?
We all gonna make it. We're all gonna make it.
It sounds like a really, really bad England World Cup song.
Yeah.
We're all gonna make it.
Yeah.
What the fuck are these guys, Suj?
Well, okay, let's to keep it simple so that people can understand, they are investors, James. They are traditional investors that have bought a football club as an investment, that have made their money historically from investing. And there's about 30 people that are investors and part of the ownership of Wagme United. Interestingly, including Gary Vaynerchuk, who many people will remember we did the podcast about when we did his book launches a few years ago. So if you're new around here, you might want to go back at basic tier. You might want to go back and have a listen to that. A lot of people enjoyed that specific podcast about Gary Vaynerchuk. But yes, he is one of the owners. The difference here is that the way that the things that they have invested in and the way they have made their money is cryptocurrency and NFTs. Like if the guys involved in this project, the investors of Wagme United, had made their money in traditional ways like the stock market or property, this would be a non-conversation. The fact is that they're all investors in and have made money through cryptocurrency, blockchain, NFTs, and that's what they are trying to bring to soccer, which is why it's much more of a story. But at the end of the day, James, they're investors that have bought a football club for about £20 million. I think that includes any debts that they may have taken on. But that's it. They're investors that own a football club, but they want to mix things up a little.
Okay, so what you're saying is this is a story because they've made money from NFTs?
Historically, the people that are involved in the investment of this football club, like Hunter O'Neill, is it? Have made their money from NFTs and crypto. And the fact that they've started now introducing the NFT crypto into Crawley Town is why it is a little bit of a story. Having said that, they haven't done anything new or different to what other clubs have done. Maybe a little bit different, but not massively different.
Back in July, they raised $3 million through an NFT launch and partnership with Adidas, which I remember we spoke about when it was launched and was like, yeah, what are Crawley trying to do here? This is going to fall flat on its face. They made £3 million. And he's not just more successful than your average Joe at trying to sell NFTs. Because I remember the reaction online at the time was, look, a lot of people like me are obviously very skeptical about NFTs and stuff. reaction was like
quite rightly, I should add.
The amount of money that they were asking for this NFT was the equivalent of like a Crawley Town season ticket, and it was being kind of put out there as like a sale towards Crawley fans. They sold 9,000 of these fucking things at like 350 quid a pop.
Correct.
How did that happen?
Well, if you and just to give the listeners context, right? I think they sold 9,000, and that's now, depending on what reports you look at, as in what date, it's over 9,500 now that they've sold. To give you context, last season's average attendance was 2,300, so they've sold 3.5 times as many NFTs as they have season tickets. And they only sold 900 kits last year, James. So they've sold 10 times as many NFTs for 350 quid a pop, give or take. And that's kind of where they're at. Versus these NFTs versus kits, 10 okay. times as many.
Right.
That's a hell of a lot more uptake.
Okay.
And I think there's a few reasons why that they've
go
been
on.
Taken up.
More. No, jump in, go.
Well, the first thing is, if you listen to the chairman, let me pull up his name. Brendan, is it?
Preston Johnson.
Preston Johnson.
What a name.
He said in an interview earlier in the year that his goal was to introduce the football club to the NFT market, not to introduce NFTs to football fans. There is a huge community, James, of people that are investing in cryptocurrencies and tokens of various sorts, and NFTs in the blockchain. There's loads and loads of people. There's loads of Telegram, Discord communities. There's people with tens of thousands of dollars that are looking to invest a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So, and I must add that there are so many of these NFT projects that go to zero and are complete scams. And when you really understand what an NFT is, you can understand how easily that it can happen, because a lot of people are minting coins. They're creating money from nothing. But in this situation, you have people that are part of Wagga United that are big influencers and have big followings in the crypto and NFT space that have said, we're going to buy this football club. And as part of it, you can get an NFT and be part of it and be cool and hipster and everything that comes with the ownership of that. And a lot of people from the community that have bought these NFTs, I don't think are part of Crawley Town's fan base. They're people that have done it to just dabble in. And there's more evidence of that as well, James, because the way that the tokens work I'm not 100% down on all the T's and C's of how these tokens work. I've been trying to do a lot more research into the rules and stipulations around these NFTs. But with the NFT, if you own the NFT, if you think about it as a membership, right, you're buying a membership. For 350 quid, you're buying a one-year membership, or it's a lifetime membership at Spurs. And with that membership comes a bunch of perks. And in this situation, it's like voting rights and stuff like that. But not only that, you have access to merchandise, exclusive merchandise or physical things as well. And from my understanding with these NFT tokens, NFTs for Crawley Town, you can trade them in. You can burn them for physical merchandise. But what that does is it means they're no longer tradable. You can't trade them between...
So the people who bought these
NFTs, buy the NFT for 353 quid, and there's a free kit available or something, and you actually cash in your NFT for some of that merch, you now can no longer sell your NFT. It becomes non-tradable.
You withhold.
You still own it, but you can't sell it.
Let's just say, for easy numbers, that the kit is 100 quid. Then do you still own 250 quid's worth of investment in this NFT?
Well, just think about it as one share. Say there's 10,000 in total that are available. You own one, right? Now, you've bought it for 350 quid. If Crawley Town go up to the Premier League, that's going to be double in value, 700 quid.
But you just said you can't sell it.
No, if you've traded in
the
NFT for some merch, for some physical stuff. But if you don't trade that in, then you can continue to trade in the NFT. Now,
just to jump in, what can they possibly offer that would make it worthwhile trading that in relation specifically to Crawley Town Football Club, considering that the value of a season ticket will be similar to the value of this one NFT?
Well, that's
what can they possibly offer?
Well, this is like, at what point does an NFT become worth it? Because the NFT in itself is not worth 350 quid, but there's benefits and upside that might be with it. And this is the debate. Like when Socios were launching these NFTs with all of these football clubs and we looked at it, the biggest thing that stopped it being worthwhile was the quality of the benefits on offer of owning that NFT were pony, mate. Absolute pony. Let me read this to you, James. It's worth noting that there's, we're talking about how did they sell 10,000, right? So there's two things here. It's worth noting that members of the WAGMI consortium were able to purchase the club's NFTs themselves. So we don't know how many of those NFTs were bought by, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk and his mates.
Makes sense now. Okay, go
on. Some, right? Because if they think it's going to go up in value, these guys are all millionaires. They're going to stick in like 25 grand, 30 grand, 40 grand. And the data available on the trading platform OpenSea, which is where you can see where NFTs exchange hands, shows that a large number of buyers have decided to sell them on rather than taking the option of burning it by redeeming offers for Crawley merchandise. Doing so renders the NFT untradable. That would suggest strong interest in speculation, although the NFT has dropped on its launch price. So a lot of people are buying to sell them on. They're buying them thinking that they'll go up in value as opposed to being fans of the club that maybe want some of these benefits and fringe benefits that go with it.
There's no way Crawley fans have bought this.
No.
I'm not saying none.
Some will have.
But no way. I'm sure that there are probably a handful.
A thousand, mate. I reckon 10%.
Of actual Crawley Town fans. I cannot be having that from what we looked at previously with NFTs sold by Premier League football clubs.
But it's the price point, James. It's
350 quid.
Yeah.
No, mate, that's nonsense.
For a lot of people.
What is the NFT? It's like a picture of a fucking devil sitting on a chair or something.
Well, okay. You need to understand that an NFT is not the picture itself. The NF, because you can right click on any JPEG and save it down, right?
And I've got my NFT, yay.
You've got the picture.
I haven't spent 350 quid to do that.
You know what the blockchain is, right? The blockchain is where all of these transactions are logged in an open register that's stored in the universe, right?
Okay.
The NFT is actually that line in the blockchain that points you to where that JPEG is. That's what you own. You don't own the JPEG. You own the entry taking you to where the JPEG is.
And now I'm in the Google search, do I?
Yeah, there's a really good video on CoffeeZilla's website. And a lot of he's blowing up massively on YouTube at the moment. His whole channel is exposing NFT scams and cryptocurrency scams and all this kind of stuff. He digs into the detail of quite a lot of them. And he did an interview with a guy based out in America who explained it really well. When people buy an NFT, they think they're buying the treasure, which is the image. Okay. Not, you're buying the treasure map, which is the entry in the database that takes you to the image. You're not buying the image. All you're buying is the map. People feel like they're buying it. And what this guy did is that he right-click downloaded and saved every NFT image that exists in the entire universe. 19 terabytes.
Sorry. I'm going to guess that's a lot of fucking data.
Buckloads, mate. If you wanted to download them on our internet here, it'd probably take you about 6 months.
Okay, what are we waiting for?
No, but that's just the images.
Just close the business for 6 months. We're going to get rich on the other side.
You don't own the NFT. You don't own the line in the database that says this is where it is. But there's a really important phrase in crypto scamming that they call it rug pulling. So what they do is you buy the NFT, you think you bought the image, you buy a link in the blockchain, that the link takes you to where your NFT is, so you can get your image. They replace the image with a rug. You've been fucked, basically. It's like you're getting home and opening your box of a microwave that you bought in the car park at Tesco's and you find it's got bricks inside it. Shouldn't have bought it out of the back of a van in the car park in Tesco, should you? So that people think, like, if they decide that they want to no longer offer any value with these NFTs, then they're just going to stop supporting them.
I just cannot get my head around it still. And we've done pods on it in the past and stuff.
Me neither, though, to be fair.
I just don't fucking get it, mate. And I know, because I've looked again today, and it's like the value of NFTs across the whole, like, it's tanked in 2022, like, really badly. Like, I think on average, I saw the statistic was on average 80% value lost or something.
And the rest, mate. 95% of these crypto projects turn to shit. Imagine this. Let me rephrase it for you. Okay. Owning the NFT is like owning membership to a club or group that's tradable.
Okay, get that. Can I jump in with what
and
I
there's
think?
A fixed number of memberships available, right?
Okay.
So now the question is, well, what are you a member of? So you could be a member of a football club. You could be just member of, like, these crypto punks that they bought out. There's no club, but there's a group of people that the collective thing you all have in common is ownership of this particular crypto NFT, like crypto punks or whatever it may be. So if you want to be part of that group, right, what's the value of being part of that or group? Now, with Spurs, it might be that you get priority. If Spurs release an NFT, they're only going to release 2,000 of them, and they're 500 quid a pop. But the benefit of that NFT is that you get first dibs on all away tickets, fuck the point system and all the rest of it. It's NFT only. What's that NFT going to be worth?
But Tottenham aren't going to do that.
500 quid,
but
600 quid.
Here's the point. We discussed this before when we looked at NFTs within Premier League clubs and stuff. Was like, the value of what you're offering to the fans is, oh yeah, buy the NFT and you can vote on the fucking music at halftime, and oh, you can have say in important club matters like the color of the corner flag, or yeah, it's ridiculous stuff. Now, if you're doing that, if you said to me right now, do you know what, James, buy this NFT for 500 quid and you are guaranteed a ticket for any Tottenham away game for the next 5 years or something like that, I will buy the fucking NFT. Honestly,
also
just for peace of mind and saving hassle and shit.
Sure. Now,
but they ain't going to offer that.
No, well, maybe not. But what's that worth? What's that worth, James?
To be honest, it would be worth around about that. Yeah, 500 quid.
Maybe more.
Possibly. I mean, imagine we had like a Champions League semi-final and it ended up being somewhere like Villarreal. I don't know, for example, it's not a big stadium and we only got like 1,000 tickets or something, and that guaranteed me to get a ticket or something, then that's it. In just that one game, it's been
so
worth
you've
it.
You've now bought that NFT for £500. All of a sudden, you buy... Erling Haaland decides that he likes London life better than he likes fucking Manchester life. And he decides that Tottenham's the place that he wants to rock up. Martin Odegaard decides that he wants to swap the red of Arsenal for the white of Tottenham. And you buy two or three other amazing...
Have you got
Declan
like
Rice.
I just wondered if there was a Norwegian theme here that you were getting to.
Declan Rice decides he's going to come to Tottenham. Suddenly, you're in with winning the title. How much do you reckon someone's going to fucking buy that NFT off you for?
Don't matter, I ain't selling it.
Nah, but there'll be people that will. So if your membership and the perks of it were tradable, you're gambling on the upside of the value going up.
You've got to
look at it as two things.
Okay.
A fan will buy the NFT for the benefits and disregard the amount of money that they've paid and spent on it. It's money written off. You're 350 quid. It's like a donation to the football club to let them pay the wages and keep the lights on and all that kind of stuff. And you're getting some perks and benefits. An investor will buy the NFT thinking, well, if the club do well and they go up to League One and then the Championship, my NFT is going to be worth more and maybe there will be better perks and benefits that are going to go with it.
Okay.
The thing is, what's the guarantee that the club are going to go up? What's the guarantee that they're going to honor these perks and benefits that come with the NFTs?
None.
It's all murky. Like, at any point, the rug could be pulled underneath them for what these NFTs offer, and they're worthless. And it happens all the fucking time.
Okay. Can I get a couple of bits in? Because I'm dying to. This is a brilliant conversation. If Tottenham released this exact same NFT that Crawley Town have released, Tottenham are not selling 9,000. I'm not having it. Certainly not selling it to Tottenham fans.
To Tottenham fans. They're not selling them to Tottenham fans.
But in any case, this is what I said. We know that Premier League clubs released NFTs and they had sales that were in like 15, 20 and stuff. Right.
So shit. West Ham's got pulled. Liverpool wanted to sell 175,000. They sold barely a couple of thousand.
There's nothing in this Crawley NFT that promises anything that's more glamorous. Oh, what? Because Wagme United have said our target's to get to the Premier League. And one day this might be worth a little bit more.
Yeah. No,
listen, Tottenham can win the Champions League. Tottenham could buy Haaland, etc. Right. And then the Tottenham one's worth a lot more and stuff like that. Right. It's nonsense. Here's what I think's happened here. Right. You said the investors could buy into this themselves. That's what I think's happened. Can I just say, and related to football, is this a way of circumnavigating FFP? Potentially.
Such hesitates. Sorry, it's bad for the audio.
Hello, third person. What are you, Pele?
So here's the thing, right? The money that they get in can be classified as revenue. So the way that NFTs work is that you get the initial upfront money, and then every time these NFTs are traded, they make 10%. So if you bought the NFT for 350, you sell it to me for 400, Crawley Town make 10% of that 440 quid.
Okay.
And that carries on for life. Now, yes, you can account that revenue straight away in your books. The thing is, to service the NFTs, so to continuously give them the benefits, is a lifetime commitment. So where do the costs come in? You can't front load the costs because you don't know what they are. So if there was a situation where they launch the NFT, they make £3 million from the NFT, and then each subsequent year from the trading of the NFT, the club's making 10%, right? So that could be, let's say, call it £500,000 a year is what they're making commissions. Now, that's too much because that would need £5 million of trading activity, and that's not going to happen. Maybe £500,000. So 50 grand a year is what they're getting as annual income, if £500,000's worth of exchange hands. Then if that 50 grand covers the cost of servicing those NFTs every year, then that's cool. But otherwise, that 3 million should be drip fed over the amount of time it takes to service the NFTs. But yeah, it could be used as a way of manipulating FFP. Well, because it's a way of getting money into the club,
James. Well, I was going to say, part of the promise was that their promise to Crawley Town fans was that the money made on this would be invested into the football club.
And we can't deny that they have been spending money in the club and trying to build the profile and marketing it well and growing the fan base.
Okay, go on, say your piece.
Well, I don't know. The other thing is with the blockchain, though, James, and we're talking about circumnavigating FFP. What's the beauty of the blockchain and why everybody loves it? It's anonymous.
Yeah.
It's anonymous. So if I went and decided that I'm going to pay £1 million for an NFT, for Crawley Town NFT, and the club are then going to make 10% on it, 100 grand, it's a way of getting money into the club.
But we think at the moment, there's been speculation that every member of the football playing staff is available for transfer. And that's part of the back of Preston Johnson has said they need to completely overhaul the squad, etc. But you're like 20th in League Two at the moment. You are at risk when we know, for example, Gillingham have had a takeover and they're definitely going to spend some money. They've just bought a player, just bought Crawley's best player. Competitively. So what do they think, that selling to a competitive rival is going to help in this situation? They're on their fourth manager of the season. At Stevenage last weekend, the fans held a protest and chanted for Wagme to go. So would they think this is working? It's not.
Well, clearly not, right? Clearly not. I'm yet to understand why we need to use NFTs and the blockchain to offer what they are offering. The only reason to do it is that it's decentralized, i.e. so that then it's not done through the banks or traditional membership of a football club, and that membership can then be traded on. The NFT can be sold on for a bigger upside. But there's no other reason for it. There's just no, you can do everything you want to do with NFTs without the NFTs, mate. I understand it a little bit better. I just don't understand why. I understand the infrastructure around it a lot more. I just don't understand why you would want to.
Okay. What's the reason for these people to invest in Crawley Town? What's the goal here? And I'll come back to your answer, because I'll tell you what the goals are, because I can see them on Wagmi's website. They have three goals on their website. One, to reinvent broken legacy sports management models. Two, to give fans a meaningful voice. Three, to take Crawley Town FC, the smallest club in the English Football League, to the Premier League.
The goal is to make money. They're investors at the end of the day. The goal is to make money.
Okay. Do you think there is any money in the world that could take Crawley Town to the Premier League? People like Gary Vaynerchuk are not short of cash, mate.
Correct. He's not putting it into Crawley Town, mate.
Why not?
It's too small, Fry.
I thought you were going to say it's too fucking smart.
That too.
So why have these people bought Crawley Town Football Club, and why should people like me just be suspicious as hell still?
A lot of people have made money in crypto through luck and are being heralded as geniuses. I reckon I'm beyond now second guessing. You know, when someone makes it really successful and they're like, they probably know something we don't. There's enough of a time that they're just fucking lucky. And it might be one of those situations. I don't.
This is like buying Almiron at 5.2, yeah, isn't it?
I don't see the need for it with these NFTs at the moment. I don't get it at the moment.
So that's it, full circle. Yeah. We don't understand what's going on here, and we think what they're using the football club. See, this is the bit I don't get. That if you were to use a football club, why would you pick Crawley? Because they've even said it themselves.
Upside. James.
What is it? Is it selling of a potential dream? Is that what that is?
Yeah, but you don't need to go to. They don't need to go to the Premiership to make money back.
What do they think? Do they think that if they got Crawley Town into the Football League, or in the Premier League rather, that they're going to build the stadium up to 20,000 or something, and they're going to have 20,000 local Crawley fans there? Or do they think that they're going to fill the ground with people who want to be exactly that? What's the thinking here?
We don't know.
The second goal, to give fans a meaningful voice, is a fucking lie, isn't it?
Yeah. There are certain votes that they've had and they said that, like, who's going to be the chairman, for example.
They voted on the chairman, did they?
Yeah. Well, they said if they don't get promoted in the next two seasons into League One, should the chairman be fired? It's a bit of a vague. In 2 years, this might and this might. There's a lot of if.
Well, they ain't going up this year, so he's got 1 year left. Has he?
Nah, exactly.
They say on their website, we're realistic. Getting Crawley Town to the Premier League isn't going to happen overnight. We're in it for the long haul. Democratising the club and enabling our community to vote on decisions that shape the club's future. Anything from match day grub to the club directors. Everything I read about NFTs, always, you have to read things twice. Sometimes I understand them. Like, I understand that that's a fucking liar, basically. Other times I just read jargon and words going round and round in circles, which I just think is there to prey on the weak who think they're going to make a quick buck somewhere. Certainly,
it's not
in
just
any case.
Prey on the weak, James. People are influencers.
This isn't a quick buck anyway.
You know, Logan Paul.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
He is fucking getting pilloried right now for his crypto scam. Called Crypto Zoo, and they that's a $40 million. They've done a runner with $40 million. So many of these guys are launching NFTs or crypto coin or token or whatever it might be, getting people to buy it. And when you launch it, you promise a lot of benefits or perks or reasons why you should own it. People invest money in the coin. That creates a pool of cash, a liquidity pool, they call it, right? And you need to maintain a liquidity pool of cash associated to that cryptocurrency for the trading of it. You need some money there to help trade it. People are taking money out of these liquidity pools who set up the currencies, banking it, cashing it themselves, and then the value of the currency falls to nothing and it's gone and your money's gone. And they've walked away with, I've seen a couple of hundred thousand up to 3 to 4 million. And it, so many influencers, YouTube streamers, Twitch streamers are fucking doing it because within 3 or 4 weeks, you can make a few hundred thousand and you can be gone. James, if we wanted to launch an NFT, we could make 50 grand in 2 to 3 weeks. I reckon we make 50 grand in 2 to 3 weeks for some shitty pictures and shit.
Why are we not doing it? We've had this discussion.
Because it's not right.
No, well, that's it, isn't it? It's not ethical. It's not right. And it's not enough money. But if it's 5 million, we're having a different conversation.
I'm not averse to launching NFTs, by the way. I'm not averse to launching NFTs. But I need to know that if you're investing in the NFT, there's lifetime legacy value in it. You know the picture of Pelé and Bobby Moore? The original, what's that worth? There's an NFT. You know,
a lot, I guess.
It might be to someone. Although the guy that paid $2.9 million for Jack Dorsey's he's the founder of Twitter. His first ever tweet was turned into an NFT and sold for $2.9 million. Tried to resell it last year. I'll tell you what he was offered, less than 60 grand.
My God.
Yeah. But Planet FPL as a brand, and whatever we do as sports media, if I felt like, I don't think it's fair to say lifetime, right? Because you don't know what a lifetime might entail. But say for 5 years, we knew we've got the next 5 years mapped out and planned out, and we're going to build and grow the audience, and we've got ideas for live shows and merchandise and loads of different things. And I think we have established over the last, say, 6 months, this season, I would say, I feel like a niche community of a couple of thousand patrons at most is better than 100,000 loads, like shitloads of people. Quality in a smaller group is better than quantity and fuckloads of people. It suits us better in terms of what we want to do, right?
Great.
You can manage that community and give them good value.
I never look at the deadline streams and think, I wish it was 10,000 on here.
No,
but I don't.
Exactly that. So we've come to the conclusion that quality and that's it. So now if we know that we're going to release 500 NFTs and we can always manage that community of 500 and give them more value than they're giving us. Like if we wake up every day and that's always our goal, is give more value than we take. Then I'm comfortable selling NFTs because I know for the next 5 years, you're going to get your value's worth. But I look at it as a finite. So I would look at it as a finite thing. So whereas you own your NFT indefinitely, I would, if we were selling NFTs for £200, let's say, I would tell people, look, it's a 5-year commitment that we're putting into this project. We're going to be making sure we're running events and all this kind of stuff for the next 5 years. You know how when you buy a new phone nowadays, the phone companies say, we're guaranteeing you 3 years of software updates. Like, we'll support your device and the software that's on your device for a minimum of 3 years from now.
So that you know
it's got shelf life. Because quite often you buy the latest phone and then 2 years it's obsolete. And then they're like, they don't support it and they don't help you. You're like, fuck. Well, if they want £1,000 from you now, they're saying, we'll guarantee you 3 or 5 years of software updates for your phone. It's the same. If you're buying the NFT, I'm guaranteeing you 3 to 5 years worth of upside on it. I would want to be in that position before I sold someone an NFT. But it's a good, innovative way of keeping control of your community. If we had 500 people, James, and they paid £100 each but our content got shitloads better and people really, really wanted to be part of the fucking community. And it went up to £300, £500, £700. It's market decides. Market decides what our content is worth. Some people might pay it for that level of ownership. What if we start getting pros onto the show? What if we had exclusive meet and greets for NFT holders? But it's no different than being an advanced tier Patreon. The simple difference is that there's a finite supply and it's tradable. So as you can't sell your advanced tier membership to someone else, but you can sell your NFT to someone else.
No, but it's like a... people can say it's not a real thing. It is a real thing, right? If you're an advanced tier patron, but and all the patrons have access to this one, right? So it doesn't matter what you're at. If the tier level you're at, you're paying for something.
Correct.
You're paying for whether it's the support or the additional content or whatever level you're at. You've made your decision. You are paying. And the one thing with us is promise on value, right? Value and choice. As well.
That's the same for NFT. Is your
it's not the
value.
Same as an NFT, mate. It's not the same. If suddenly I go, do you know what, guys? I know we said we're going to bump you up a tier this month, but actually, yeah, we're going to take the fucking month off now, actually. Then that's not washing, mate.
Yeah. But the other thing is with the NFT, some people will buy it for the perks and benefits that we offer. Other people will buy it and not give a shit about the perks that we offer. And that's the same for Patreon membership, right? There's plenty of people that support the show, pay their money each month, and then they have zero expectations on upside, on listening to all the additional pods.
No, I get that. Most people support the show because they support the show. I get that.
But here, someone might buy the NFT because they think, you know what, Sujin James and the whole Planet FPO and Rakaba Sports and everything we want to do is going to be massive and it's going to be wicked. And I really believe in their long-term future. And I reckon this £500 NFT will be worth £2,000. In 2 years. So I'm going to buy it as an investment and I don't care about any of the other perks. People will do that as well.
But then rather than selling an NFT, why not, if we wanted to do something like that, why not just go to the patrons and say, patrons, we want an investment?
Yeah, we could do that. We could give shares up in the business, shares up in the company, or just ask for donations. There's loads of ways of doing it. This comes back down to why do it as an NFT. And you can achieve the same thing without doing it as an NFT.
I feel like you can achieve anything without doing it as an NFT.
Correct. Correct. We need to get an NFT specialist on board. Let me set up a...
I know that some of the guys listening to this are pro NFTs and that. I just cannot get my head around it. I'm sorry. That's my take.
No need and to I think, apologize.
And I think
we're
it's
trying our best here,
I think its relationship with football is... nothing there other than a vehicle for people to make more money within their own football clubs. That's my opinion.
Agreed. It all comes back down to money, always.
Do you think these guys all hang around with Crawley just to close?
Nah.
You think they'll fuck off?
Mm. The
fans are the actual fans that are going to the stadium are now calling for them to go, and that bad publicity is not gonna. People will hear about the bad publicity.
Agreed.
You only have to search Crawley Town on Twitter, and you can find a little maze of stuff of fans and this Preston Johnson's. He's told the supporters trust that he's happy to meet them now, but there's legal issues that he needs to get through first and stuff before he can meet them. I'm not sure that'll ever happen, to be honest.
Yeah, we shall see. Patrons, thank you so much for tuning in. I know this is a bit of a rambly kind of topic when we talk about it because it's so murky. But every time we do talk about it, I feel like we make one little step closer towards understanding where we're going with NFTs and football. Tomorrow, we're back at you with Tottenham. We're reviewing the weekend's shit show.
Can we talk about NFTs instead?
Yeah, maybe. So make sure you stay tuned for that because it's going to be a good one. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.